Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. A new international study has found women remain significantly underrepresented in Luxembourg's news media, with progress stalling since 2010. The Global Media Monitoring Project found only 30% of people mentioned in news coverage were women, while female journalists dropped from 39% in 2010 to just 33% today. Minister Elizabeth Marx says the government will mandate balanced gender representation in the new media reform law, establishing the Luxembourg Independent Media Authority. A fire broke out in a house attic on Avenue Bersham in Hovald yesterday evening, spreading to a neighbouring property. Residents were evacuated safely and 40 firefighters brought the blaze under control by 10 p.m. In an update, rescue services have reported that one person sustained injuries. A long-awaited €30 million bypass officially opens in Dippach today, aiming to relieve a critical traffic bottleneck caused by frequently closed level crossing. After years of planning, the Dippach-Gare bypass will open to its first vehicles at 12:12 p.m. In international news, NATO Secretary-General Mark Rutte has warned that Russia will not limit itself to Ukraine, saying the alliance could be Vladimir Putin's next target. Speaking in Berlin with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, he stressed the need to prevent war before it starts. The alleged murderer of far-right US activist Charlie Kirk has appeared in court for the first time in Utah. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is accused of shooting Kirk during a concert on September the 10th. The trial is expected to be one of the most publicized in US history, with the death penalty possible if convicted. Severe storms have caused flooding across Washington state and British Columbia, forcing the evacuation of 100,000 people. The National Guard has been deployed to assist. And scientists are warning that Indonesia's deadly flooding was an extinction-level disturbance for the world's rarest great ape, the Tapanuli orangutan, causing catastrophic damage to its habitat and survival prospects. Tapanulis are incredibly rare, with fewer than 800 left in the wild. Moving to sports, and in tennis, Roger Federer will return to the Rod Laver Arena for the first time since retiring in 2022, headlining a Battle of the World number ones at the Australian Open's inaugural opening ceremony on January the 17th. The six-time champion will be joined by Andre Agassi, Pat Rafter and Leighton Hewitt for a star-studded exhibition match ahead of the tournament. And in skiing, the first women's downhill race is taking place in St. Moritz in Switzerland today. Olympic champion Michelle Giesin has undergone emergency spinal surgery after a high-speed crash during training yesterday. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's cloudy and dry throughout the day, with fog and high clouds. There's little or no sunshine expected, although there may be some brief sunny spells in some places. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 7 to 8 degrees now, and only hitting highs of 9 to 10 degrees in the early afternoon.